So, how long did the meeting go for on the 28th?
It was for our meeting.
Okay, and what was your feeling about it?
My feeling was that there's essentially two progressive councillors and a block of nine from moderate to right of moderate to hard right, who would in one breath like to talk up their commitment to looking after those frontline services and giving money to that helps those who are vulnerable in the community, in their words, and at the same time vote down a proposed amendment that emphasised the commitment of human rights in the MCC's 4-year plan. So there was like five proposed amendments, which I think are relevant, and in the way they played out, kind of showed this block of nine, where they could support, say there was one amendment that asked them to increase Indigenous species and report state and national extinct species of animals within the city.
Yep.
And the nine could support that amendment, but they couldn't support one in regards to humanity and people who are at risk of living unhoused or homelessness or that. Yeah, so that was the thing that played out. And then there was an amendment by one of the I'd say in the block of nine conservatives that proposed. So Councillor Camillo proposed an amendment that would emphasise councils' commitment to monitoring the bail law reforms by the state government. And so just in perspective of the amendments, then the two that were voted down was or three actually, but two which are relevant to this issue is that Councillor Olivia Ball had proposed to add the emphasis of human rights and commitment to human rights, and the other one that she proposed was to remove all references to security guards, which are actually called community safety officers, from the plan and cancel the use of them. So in between her proposing those amendments, which were voted down by that nine, there was Councillor Camillo proposing that they watch bail law reform. And what was interesting is there was a lot of talk and fluff about how we already are obliged to support human rights, so we don't have to explicitly say it, those things aren't relevant. Someone even said things in other territories across the world aren't relevant here, and if it's in state or federal law, we have to adhere to those things anyway. And so they used that to vote down Olivia's amendment. But then it was also said that, well, the bail reforms the state government and we don't actually have to explicitly say it. But the CEO told the councillors, well, it's up to you what you'd like to emphasise your commitment to. And so the nine all voted for this emphasis of monitoring safety and bail law thing. And so there was this in Councillor Camillo's proposal about this bail law thing. It was to do with increased crime, but he didn't connect his proposition to actually the continuing progress and monitoring of bail reforms. Like he just said, I rattled off some statistics about how Melbourne City Council had this huge percentage of increased crime, and it was the most in any Australian capital. And but he was also conflating like extreme crimes of stabbing and someone, an out of control driver through a pedestrian precinct, but not actually connecting or even stating whether the majority, like, so there was no
So they were very
clarification.
extreme examples.
But in the statistics doesn't say if they're petty crimes, if they're poverty induced, and
Yes.
then the measures that City of Melbourne are rolling out, which this week they've just got their Instagram saying, the new safety officers started today, yesterday.
With their big grin on their faces, like they're nice guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they were wearing, I noticed that they were wearing stab jackets.
Yeah. So they're dressed like cops. They've got cameras on them. But what I was going to say is that there's the measures they're putting in place to enforce local laws on essentially what would be petty, what we're thinking is probably mostly petty crimes. And then they're over conflating this with like bail laws, repeat offenders. And the implication when he was talking about his proposition was like they were going to work towards excluding people from the geographic area of City of Melbourne.
Looking at major crimes, but he's actually connecting them to getting rid of people that he obviously believes are antisocial.
Yeah. So, the Melbourne City Action is going to enforce and add to those crime statistics, and the way Camillo was talking was potentially try and start banning people geographically from the City of Melbourne, which would cut people off from support services and community and, you know, things they need if in fact they are one of these like repeat offending for antisocial behaviour. But there's no clarification.
So that sounds like they're going to create a list of antisocial behaviour people. Is that right?
Well,
they haven't said that, but that's what they'll have to do. Yeah. The other thing is, did they decide that they were going to put the increased amount of cameras in the CBD?
Yeah, that was part of the plan. I don't think that. So Tuesday night was really just proposed amendments at the last gasp of this council.
They've
already cemented all the camera stuff.
Yep. And what about the stuff to do with public protest? Was there any mention of that?
So Councillor Ball proposed an amendment, which I don't think I have it here. Sorry, I just had a few of the amendments on the screen. I believe that was her amendment to remove that protest plan, whatever it was, got voted down by that 9 as well.
Ah, right. Interesting. All right. So there's a conclave of 9 conservative councillors that have the Melbourne City Council by the scruff of its neck.
From what I understand, there's like a 4... block of 4, which was like Team Reese, and they had
Team Reese. That Team sounds like Reese. Something from one of those.
So the mayor's name is Nick Reese, and on his election ticket was also 3 other councillors: Rashina Campbell, Kevin Louie, Mark Scott. And on their promises was this introduction of the safety CSOs. So they are following through on an election promise, but they still have to negotiate. They don't actually have, they can't vote down the whole council. They still have to negotiate with the others. But my sense was that the other 5 are even more conservative than them. They're kind of like, I'd say the moderate right. But together they vote down, you know, these humane propositions, mostly from these 2 who I would consider the progressives, Councillor David Griffiths and Councillor Olivia Ball.
All right, so we're going to now see 4 years of this, and we'll keep an eye, it's a watching brief, on what they consider to be their successes. Did they have any idea about what their success would be?
They didn't put in KPIs, but there was this kind of repeated thing that this is just plans. It doesn't actually mean, you know, we can adjust them and or amend them when they were kind of trying to.
But they've committed millions of dollars to these changes.
Yeah, yeah. I think they said it was like an $800 million plan.
$800 million.
Well, it's $2 million for the okay, it's $2 million for the safety officers.
Yep.
Which is 11, according to their social media on Thursday, that 11 people have been trained and two of them are women and the rest are men.
And they've already trained them up, so they
they're all dressed up, they've started.
Yeah,
from
and
Thursday.
So they weren't already, so this meeting about...
It was on Tuesday.
Yeah, this, yeah, which means,
so
of
they
course,
could
they'd
have
already...
pulled it.
Yeah.
But they didn't.
But they didn't.
But, yeah, and the election promise of that team race, four people, apparently, was that they have 30 officers, this is what I've heard, and that the more... the even harder right people are, you know, up in arms because there's only 11 safety officers, not 30 as they promised. So this is already, whereas, you know,
a bit of friction amongst the right.
Yeah. And the other thing was, I guess that the more conservative right wing ones were sort of voicing their discontent and frustration that this element of security guards and officers had taken up so much time of their meeting time for months on end, when it's only, you know, $2 million of an $800 million plan is what they were saying. And then it's like, but there's no acknowledgement. The reason that has taken up so much time is because it's about human rights and, you know, self-determination of someone who is houseless, whether they choose that or not.
Yeah, understood. Yeah. So what they're trying to say is that human rights and the unhomed people are a waste of time, and it's their fault. They like to. Mm. It's a bit like abusers. I mean, I'm not saying they are abusers, but it's a bit like domestic violence abusers. They say, "Look what you made me do."
Yeah, I think. Look, yeah, there's no acknowledgement of this. It's just the systems they're creating and enforcing is at the street level the result. They're criminalising poverty, which is from state and federal government neglect. Between the governments, definitely this is what you made me do. Now we're going to. But, I mean, I try not to go down that dark rabbit hole, but, like, it does look pretty scary if this is the trend of locking up people instead of providing services and,
And having a more enlightened view of human interaction.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much for giving us a breakdown of what happened on Tuesday.
No worries, Annie. Thanks for having me.
Mm.